Hello, I'm Jackie Woods, and I am so glad we're getting to share today. So the topic of my article is, Who Are You Really? If asked to introduce yourself, how would you respond? Would you talk about your job, your family, your lifestyle? These are the most common forms of introduction. But what if instead you named the qualities of your essence, the ones that you have presently claimed? You might introduce yourself by saying, I am gentle, supportive, and have a lot of structure. If you identified the heart qualities that you express most frequently in your introduction, would you be embarrassed? Probably a little bit, because you would be stepping outside of the normal way that people introduce themselves. And it's usually by sticking with normal that makes us feel safe and accepted. In fact, we often won't even admit to ourselves our true identity. We won't admit that who we are rests in the qualities we have welcomed from our spirit's bounty. Of course, who you are lives outside the norm. Isn't it strange that we feel embarrassed about acknowledging the real parts of ourselves? When it is those qualities that allow us to make job, family, and lifestyle work. The reticence to be forthcoming about who we are may happen because we feel that acknowledging the qualities that we are offering is bragging, when in truth, it is just an invitation for joining. Since in the bigger scheme of things, our spirits are all connected anytime we express a quality, we become a part of a bigger energetic framework. For instance, when we share kindness, we are able to do so because a lot of people have already contributed that quality to the bigger framework in which we live. So try introducing yourself to yourself each morning before stepping into the bigger space of daily expressing. In fact, you might try standing in front of the mirror each evening and saying aloud who you have been that day, and it wouldn't hurt to acknowledge your contributions. For instance, you might say, today I have been strength, purity, and courage. And my contributions have been Sue, Linda, and John. They have added to who I am. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, try journaling your introduction. The method is not as important as the acknowledgement. Terry, did that bring up anything for you? Any questions, any remembrances, any examples?
It actually was hard to hear because I've so identified myself as what you tell me I am, meaning you, other people. What other people see in me is who I am. So I would introduce myself as a way, you know, that I want you to see me. And then when you see me that way and speak of me that way, like, oh, Terry, you were so funny today, or, oh, boy, we love how much structure you brought. Well, then I'm that. Then I'm that. In hearing you read that, I was like, well, how would I ever say that to someone before they knew me, before they could bring me that acknowledgement or affirmation? It would be backwards, and it would be hard.
Well, if we introduce ourselves as who we are, the intent is really important. It's not an intent for them to see this in us, then that's not who we are, that's our ego. But our intent is to offer this as a joining. You know, how do you relate to this? How are you with structure? Yeah. If I were to say to you, Terry, I am structure. Now, my structure doesn't look like yours, but you could begin to see through your structure that I do have it. It's like we begin to see through the eyes of our spirit.
Yeah, and I need to know who I am
to
see it in you.
Yes.
And it just brought up stuff, but I hear you. And when you ended the article with that this is an invitation and this is a way of joining, that's my motivation, truly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I don't want to just be by myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 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 And if we, you know, we are by ourselves, even if we use this introduction, from the ego, but if we really truly feel this is who we are these qualities that our creator has given us to make us the unique us, but knowing at the same time the other person has those qualities, they just look different. Mm-hmm. It helps us get past the differences. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No, I just really appreciate you bringing this up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.